I have no idea how much of the theme we play before we start talking.
I know. When do we start talking to avoid copyright infringement? Because, yeah. You know, Paul is so up into that.
That's right. All right, kids. Welcome to Dyslexic Heart number 3.
Woo! Rehab!
I'm Tim. We're not talking about Vegas stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm Tim. You're Michelle.
I'm Drunky Drunkerton.
Great. This is our non-Vegas podcast. We don't talk about Vegas here because we talked about that far too much on our other show.
Yep. We talk about whatever we want to talk about. Sometimes it gets kind of train wrecky.
Sometimes. So before we begin with any new material, I need to mention a correction from our last show in July.
Oh, that was when we did the last one?
July 4th, the previous holiday
weekend. That's when we did the number 2, the deuce. Yeah,
this is maybe just instead of a monthly show, it's just a holiday weekend podcast, but... During that last show, I read some poetry that I thought I wrote in high school. Turns out it was a Metallica song, and I just written the lyrics down in the notebook. So I apologize for claiming that to be my own.
And I apologize for mocking it like it was his own.
God forbid I should be
pretty harsh in my criticism.
God forbid I should be sued by Lars Ulrich.
Napster bad.
We heard your show, and we were really upset because you claimed that our song was yours, and you downloaded it from Napster. I hate that motherfucker.
You love Lars. Yeah. See, the thing is, Metallica used to be such a likable band before the whole Napster fiasco.
Yeah.
And now they're assholes.
At least Lars is. I can tolerate the others.
Yeah.
I don't like their new bass player either.
Yeah, I liked Newstead.
Yeah.
Jason Newstead. He was all cool. Right. And then he left.
So what do we got on tap for this fucker?
All right. Well, I kind of sort of did a loose, not an outline. I just wrote some things down that might be fun to discuss. So first, let's start out with our trip to the state fair today.
We went to the Minnesota State Fair. It's the Minnesota thing to do.
The Minnesota sweat together.
We live like a mile and a half away from it, so we kind of are obligated to go.
Like, we could have walked the whole thing, but we didn't. We drove like halfway and then walked.
Yeah, we're lazy. And we went to the state fair, and one of the first things we did upon entering
was have beer.
Was grab a cold glass of beer, which was a really good idea because
neither of us had had much to eat so far, so it put us in a nice frame of mind for tolerating crowds.
Yeah, that's the thing.
There are a lot of people at the state fair. Yeah. A lot. It's like a sea of inhumanity.
So we figured we better do something to make it a little bit more tolerable.
And also, I was approaching cranky time because when I get hungry, I get really, really super crabby.
And I came to the realization that beer companies should market their beer that... Why do you keep winking at me?
I was blinking. Sorry, I'm not trying to be like Sarah Palin or anything.
I know, what the hell? So anyway, beer companies should market that beer makes crowds and people and awkward situations more tolerable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, rather than, hey, have a beer with your friends, it should be, have a beer so that you don't hate your friends.
Or have a beer so you don't hate the people next to you or passing by you.
So I came up with that idea. And then, oddly enough, Summit, which is a local beer here in the Twin Cities that I enjoy.
I enjoy as well.
We noticed
we enjoyed it both today.
We noticed at one
a
of
lot.
The...
At 40 one of, ounces of it.
At one of the beer gardens that on some promo material for Summit Beer, they have a website that is thesocialelement.com. And we didn't really look at the website, but the fact that that's...
Well, we tried to, but it was on my iPhone and it had Flash in it, so I could only get so far.
Yeah, but the fact that's one of their domains leads me to believe that they are kind of marketing their beer as this helps you be more social.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all for that.
Beer. The Prozac for antisocial people.
Yeah. Do I have any state fair music?
What was the stuff Trent Reznor was on? Paxil. Yeah.
I don't know.
Beer. The Paxil for antisocial people.
So continue with our state fair journey while I look for some state fair kind of music.
Right.
I don't know what that would be, but...
Gear Daddies, maybe?
Yeah.
We started out... Oh, God. What was the place called? Giggles Campfire Grill. We stopped at Giggles Campfire Grill and got 2 20-ounce Summit EPAs.
They were good.
And then we wandered by the Pronto Pup Hut.
Do they have Pronto Pups worldwide? Do people know what Pronto Pups are?
I don't know. They're corn dogs.
No, they're not. Corn dogs are made with corn. Pronto Pups are made with
wheat.
There's some sort of subtle difference.
Their slogan is Wiener Done in a Bun, and Done is spelled D-U-N.
You said Wiener.
Yep, and it's supposed to be like a buffet on a stick or a banquet on a stick or something. I have pictures.
Hey, so yeah, they market these as banquet on a stick, which reminds me, what the hell is with Coors, not Coors Light, but Coors promoting itself as the banquet beer?
I don't know.
Any idea?
No. You'd want to have with a lot of food?
I've just been noticing commercials where they promote it as the banquet beer, and I thought it was a little odd.
Guinness should be a banquet beer because it's a meal in a glass.
It's a meal in a stick. All right, so we went to the state fair. We had some beer. We had a Pronto Pup.
Then
we were there.
The dude with the tattoos. All right. We saw this guy who could be a walking ad for, all right, get a tattoo now, but in 5 years you'll regret it.
Hey, okay, go ahead. The chat room was distracting me. Someone was wondering if we went on Ye Olde Mill.
We did not go on Ye Olde Mill, although I mocked it several times and was like, hey, we should go out on the old mill and make out.
Not the old mill. Ye Olde Mill.
Ye Olde Mill. Oh, whatever. Because apparently it's like a place to get romantic or whatever.
It's a tunnel of love.
I don't know if people do it in there, just like...
No, nobody's doing it in Ye Olde Mill.
Heavy petting, maybe.
Hand jobs in Ye Olde Mill.
Anyway... So we
big front for prostitution, Ye Olde Mill, for 93 years.
So we're like 10 ounces into our 20-ounce summits, and we pass this guy. He's shirtless, and he's got, I don't know what he had under his nipples, but he had a huge beer gut, and then he had like the sun circling his belly button, and I'm sure that was a great idea when he had 6-pack abs, but now he's got like this giant beer gut. And it just looks like, it looks bad.
But he was still proud of it.
He was so proud. Well, obviously, he was shirtless. I mean, he was very proud.
Yep.
Hey, remember last year when we saw there's a guy walking with a woman who was pregnant and pushing a stroller, and the guy was wearing the t-shirt that said, I'm with the MILF?
I do not remember that.
I do.
You have a fine memory.
Yeah. The people watching at the state fair is exquisite.
Yeah, so okay, Pronto Pups.
Play more music.
I know. Okay, so we will play Gear Daddies because I can't find anything else. Okay. Continue with our state fair tales.
Then we went to Axel's and we had tater tots that were filled with bacon and cheese, although they really didn't have a bacony flavor so much. But we were celebrating International Bacon Day, which is probably like a big marketing thing, but
we have a clarification on the banquet beer from the chat room.
All right.
Coors was the beer of choice for the thirsty miners, and it quickly earned the nickname as the banquet beer that way. They had it at... Miners would throw parties, and they would serve Coors.
Ooh.
Near the brewery in Boulder, apparently.
All right. Beer history. Yep. I love it.
Thank you, regular guy.
Yes.
We're up to 7 people who have logged in and 21 who have not. Thought somebody would... That the
21 lurkers.
Yeah, that's more than probably the number of people who download the show. Okay, so after our tater tot at Axel's, Rose.
Tater tots reminded me of the, if you ever go to Wynn, sorry to go on a Vegas tangent, but...
Wynn.
And you get the hash browns for the breakfast buffet or brunch. Oh my God, they're delicious. And then they're filled with cheese and heavenly goodness.
And the tater tots taste like that at Axel's.
Yes.
All right.
Then we went to the dairy building.
Yes, we did.
Dairy building was kind of crowded.
Oh, first we went to the twins exhibit and saw Tony Oliva.
Oh, we did. So, okay. So I'm like 17 ounces into my 20 and we're just hanging out. And again, I have not had much to eat other than the aforementioned Pronto Pup and tots. And I'm feeling a little loopy at this point. We're both feeling a little buzzed. And Tim's like, look over there. I'm like, what? Tony O. What? Tony O. And I turn around and I'm like, I like make eye contact with him and it was kind of awkward. And then I quickly look away like, I know you're famous, but I don't want to stare at you and make you uncomfortable. Even though you're there to take pictures of fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then we went on to...
One of the greatest hitters of all time. I was totally awkward.
Then we went over to...
And then we wanted to go into the Bouncy Castle, but we had beer and that would be bad, so...
I don't think we would have been admitted to the Bouncy Castle.
No. The Bouncy Castle that was shaped by, like, TC the Bear, the Twins mascot.
Yeah. So then, Dairy Building for Malts, annual tradition.
Oh, okay. And then they had a new malt called the Strawberry Rhubarb Malt. Holy crap, was that good. I was almost going to get the Apple Caramel Malt, like I did last year, but I called an audible at the last minute and said, I would like a Strawberry Rhubarb, please. And it was amazing.
That's fantastic. We saw the Princess K of the Milky Way being carved into butter. They do butter carvings. They do
butterheads.
Butterheads.
Which sounds really dirty.
They do butter faces. These are literal butter faces. They take all of the princesses and queens of the state fair and they carve butterheads that look like them.
They do a sitting and then someone takes a hunk of butter and carves it to look like their face.
Yeah.
Literal butter faces. I love it.
They should sell the butterheads after the fair. Like, you could bid on the princess of your choice. I think they give them to the princesses.
They give them to the princesses.
But how fantastic would that be to... Yeah, they should do that, but they don't.
Yeah. And some lady had a reusable bag that said pork on it, and I totally wanted one, but we never found them.
You wanted a pork sack?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Oh, okay. And then... We got lost around the agriculture area.
We did?
And, because we walked all the way down to that dead end, and we passed the Miracle Birth Center. And then we went to the Midway. And at the Midway...
These are fantastic stories, by the way.
Sorry. No. All right. I am going somewhere with this.
Good luck.
We saw this ride on the Midway called 1001 Notch.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let me turn on the music for this story. Okay. I've never seen you so excited about a Midway ride in my life.
So first we went in the Midway, and I'm like, okay, that would make me sick, and that would make me sick, and that would make me sick, because I don't do well with things going in circles, and especially on the Midway where things go in circles inside of circles, even though the circles might be going in opposite directions to cancel each other out. No, circles plus fair food means yak. But we passed this ride, and I'm like, oh my god, that would make me sick. And then I see the name of the ride, and I'm like, shit, that's 1001 Knocked. And, all right, so if you've ever watched BBC America, there's a special called I Married the Eiffel Tower, and there is this woman.
You're still so excited about this, it's just retarded.
So there are people out there
I married her.
At least you didn't marry an inanimate object like 1001 Knocked to the Eiffel Tower, because there are women who do that. There's a special in BBC America, which probably originated on the BBC, but they like married inanimate object. Like, this woman had a ceremony to marry the Eiffel Tower, and then like 1 year later, she went back and like consummated it, and she was like rubbing up on the Eiffel Tower and stuff. And this other woman, they got to... like, they became friends over the internet, because the internet is the place for people who do crazy shit to get together.
You think?
And so these two women got together, and this one woman... ooh, Tunnel of Love, nice choice. She would, like, watch YouTube videos of this ride, and she'd, like, sing along with the song that they would play, and they went to this amusement park where a broken-down version of 1001 Knocked was, and she, like, made out with it and shit.
Yes, she did. And we saw a version of the ride.
And I'm like, oh my god, that ride is so hot. I want to get on and do it right now.
What? No. Holy shit. Well, so we walked through the Midway.
And, oh, okay, in a related thing, there's another documentary on BBC America called My Car is My Lover. And yes, let's just say Herbie is called the love bug for a reason.
Yeah, there's a guy who whacks it on the hood of miscellaneous Volkswagen bugs. Yep. Not good.
So if you ever have a chance to see I Married the Eiffel Tower or My Car is My Lover and you want to see some disturbing shit, watch that. Yeah,
BBC America is filled with all kinds of wacky... what's the one that we have waiting for us on TiVo?
My 100,000 Lovers.
Yeah. Is that about, like, the world's largest gangbang, or what?
No, it's about sex addicts.
Well, same thing.
I've also watched My Small Breasts and Me and My Large Breasts and Me, about women who either consider surgical reduction or enhancement.
All right, then.
That's my TiVo story.
Okay.
All right, so after we got all excited about 1001
Wait, 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 wait. We? I don't remember letting out the squeal of joy that you let out. I was like, what? What? I thought we had a celebrity. I thought Pete Rose was going to be sighted in the Midway. And no, it's a ride that you saw somebody jacking off on BBC America. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then we saw a freak show. There was a woman with a snake around her neck.
We didn't go into the freak show.
No. They were trying to lure people inside.
We spent money on nothing except for food and drink at the fair. So
we spent a lot of money on food and drink at the fair, though. Like, considering... Because people think the fair is cheap, but it's not really. It's like $4 a pop for food.
We're going to request that the bottles disappear and then return a little while later with less alcohol. That's not going to happen with the bubble.
Oh, no. Let's talk about the bubble.
So after the state fair, there's not much more to say about the
state
fair.
No, except that we had the pig liquors, which are chocolate-covered bacon, which are awesome. And yes. Then we went home. The end.
And so then we took a nice nap. Because we're God, old. Yes. And after a day of 2 hours of activity, we need a nap.
We were in the sun. We had beer. And we had a lot of fair food. And it was just... It was kind of settling in my stomach kind of weird. And I thought, you know...
Not me. I was just drowsy. Yeah. I felt fine. But we went to the liquor store to pick up supplies for the weekend, and we got this new Three Olives Bubble Vodka. And now I had seen this on their website and thought, oh, that sounds good because it describes it as being fruity.
Oh, no.
It's not.
Oh, no, my friends.
It's bubblegum flavored, which is what the packaging looks like and the name would imply, but...
The packaging is actually really cool. I really like the design of it. I think it's very aesthetically pleasing, but the vodka tastes like shit.
Yeah, people in the chat are upset with us for even falling for this. It said it was fruity, so we thought it was fruity vodka.
Oh, it'll be citrusy. Even though it says bubble on it, it'll be citrusy.
It was not.
No. So as a public service announcement, do not buy Three Olives bubble vodka unless you really, really fucking love bubble gum.
We made a couple of attempts. We mixed it with a few things and...
And they were all bad.
Yeah.
They have recipes on their website. I don't think those recipes would turn out well either.
It was not good. So we're giving up on the bubble vodka, which is why it's on the camera tonight, because that's all it's good for.
Yes. Is my glass blocking the
camera?
No,
it's fine.
Oh, okay.
So that's our liquor store tale.
Yep.
Wow, this show sucks. What,
Oh, you want to start reading your poetry or something?
No, I've got nothing. No, I've got nothing.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. So, I'm just going along with my notes, and then we'll... What if I run out of notes? We'll just have to ramble or something.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Yeah, because we haven't been doing that for the last however many minutes. So, I don't know how many of you have been on animal websites.
There's a Ustream bot paying attention here, so I don't know what that means.
Really?
We have a moderator.
Uh-oh.
So I think if we say naughty words, maybe we're going to get shut down.
Uh-oh. That's no good.
Yeah.
So I should stop dropping the F-bomb.
Nah, keep doing it. Fuck them.
Okay. So, I keep a blog about Zoe and Otis, because I just think it's, I don't know, I want to document their every move. And
the dog blog.
Yeah. And there are some very freaky people who write about their pets. Like, it ranges from, I'm going to write about my pets in the first person. Like, and I'll admit that I do that sometimes, but I'll always say, this is what I think they're saying, as opposed to, I'm going to write in the tone of my dog. Because some people, like, totally do blogs in first person, which I just think is kind of, I don't know,
yeah. Weird. Do you care to give the web address? Hunter is wondering how he gets to said dog blog.
Ooh, sure. It was named after our previous dog. It's abbydog.wordpress.com.
There you go.
So if you want to see...
It began as sort of a therapeutic thing when our dog was sick, correct?
Yes, it did.
There you go.
Yeah, it was just, like, working through... all the crazy stuff that happened when she got lymphoma and ended up, I don't know, it's just evolving to what we are today with our two insane boxers.
Right, but it's not like you talking
it's
in the voice
like
of your dogs.
It's not like the voice of the dogs. No, it's not like, today I am going to hunt squirrels. That yeah. Kind of thing, because it's a little weird.
Yep.
And so there are people who like, we love our dogs, and I jokingly refer to them as the kids, even though I did not birth them. And
thank God, that would be awkward.
Yeah, that would be weird. And you can kennel them without being called by social services. But there are people who refer to their dogs as their fur babies.
Creepy.
And they refer to their real, or not real babies, but their human babies as their skin babies.
Super creepy. So, skin baby sounds really, really...
I know. So yeah, fur babies and skin babies. Oh,
that's so disturbing. So many ways.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
But I will never refer to our dogs as our fur babies unless it's sarcasm.
Yeah, let's not ever even sarcastically.
Because that gives you the douche chills.
Oh, so disturbing. Yeah, I prefer anything but that.
Yep.
Yeah, so we won't be calling our dogs fur babies.
No, we won't. Do you have
Somebody's wondering if Otis gets his tongue from his fur parents. we've never met his fur parents.
No, Otis has a shady history.
Yeah, Otis...
Have we talked about Otis's history? No.
Otis, we think Otis was a drug mule or something.
We think Otis lived in the hood, and he's really scared of loud popping noises, and we think he was exposed to a lot of gunfire when he was young. Because he doesn't like fireworks, and that really, really freaks him out.
I don't know why I'm playing Mop the Hoople, I just feel like it.
I was going to say, you need to put on some music. Yeah, he has a really weird story about how, like, he was exchanged. Like, somebody owed somebody money, so instead of paying that person money, they gave him Otis.
Yeah.
And then that person ended up going to jail and giving Otis to his cousin, and his cousin turned Otis over to the Boxer Rescue.
Yep.
It's just really...
There are indeed hoods in the Twin Cities, Hunter. I know that doesn't sound real hoodish, but there are places you wouldn't want to walk through at night, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is Northeast Minneapolis considered the hood?
Sure. I'm a dude now. Hunter wants to hear me sing in Vegas.
Okay, that was another topic I had about karaoke. Right, so what are the odds of you doing karaoke in Vegas?
Oh, very low.
Hunter, I'm issuing this as a challenge to you to get Tim to do karaoke.
This is not a good idea. This Why? Is kind of like people trying to drag me onto the dance floor at a wedding. I might have an anxiety attack.
Oh, please don't.
It's unlikely that I'll sing in Vegas.
We can sure try. So your thing with karaoke is that you have to wait around for other people to sing.
Yeah, it's like karaoke is amusing for a few minutes, but if you go in there and you actually put your name in the list, then you're stuck there for like 3 hours waiting for your freaking name to come up. It's like, it's kind of like it's amusing for a few minutes, and then it's like, oh shit, now I'm stuck here all night.
The thing to do is to get a big group of people together and take over the damn bar.
Yeah. Hunter says if you tip them $100 off the top, you're going to get up there quicker, but I'm not going to tip anybody $100. Not unless I'm getting a blowjob before I sing.
That's nice. So I think, we could have a pool. Like, we could gather a pool of, you know, we each put in like 10.
Hunter said he'll pay the guy if I sing. I don't know. We'll see. It's unlikely, but if you ply me with enough alcohol, I'll do it.
Yeah. I would like to see this, actually. This
now there are requests. I should quit paying attention to the chat room.
What are the requests for? Like songs?
Meredith is requesting Power of Love by Huey Lewis in the News.
Yes. Yes.
And Hunter's saying he's going to videotape it. So now, see, that's not helping the situation, Hunter. You're decreasing the chances.
Because if this gets out on the internet, that would be bad. Because we're not recording an addendum to Podcast Dipalooza where we all go out to the karaoke bar because... Let's just say we've recorded me singing and it has not been good.
Oh, yeah,
it's never made the show.
I've got audio.
And we don't want to share that with people because it's bad. Mm-hmm. You need a visual for that, I guess.
Yep.
What I make up in voice, I give in heart.
Hunter says it can't be worse than the comedy routine. If people who are not listening to this live, we have a chat room going right now. We're broadcasting this live on the internet, so that's what I'm referring to when I talk about what people are saying in the chat room.
You have any sticks?
No.
We were rocking out to sticks earlier.
You were rocking out to sticks. I was doing no such thing.
Sticks and REO Speedwagon are playing the State Fair tonight.
Mm-hmm. We're not there.
No, and that's okay.
Yep.
We're here.
So what else do you have to talk about? Because I know you made a list tonight so that I wouldn't...
Okay, I'm almost to the end of my list, though, and then we're going to start like rambling even more.
We're going to start rambling after we get done with the list, not beforehand.
Okay, remember the thing you told me about the rims?
Yes. Shall I tell that story?
Yes, you shall.
I listened to several podcasts, and one of them is Adam Carolla's podcast. He had some sort of inventor or something on that was talking about a new development in car rims. And apparently there is technology available, and it's really expensive right now, but it will be cheaper to make. You'll be able to program like pictures or messages that will digitally display on the rims of your cars or your car, if you have one, like I do. So other people will be able to see, like if you had a laptop or a Bluetooth device, you could program it in real quick. So it's like, hey, call me at blah, blah, blah. Or what's up, hot stuff? Meet me at the next exit. Or
I married the Eiffel Tower.
Or get off your fucking cell phone.
Or that fence is hot. Sorry, I am stuck on this Eiffel
Move
Tower thing.
Along.
These ladies, would it, like, they'd fall in love with fences and shit, too.
Yeah. So it's kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
And
the rims or the Eiffel Tower thing?
The rims, that somebody would spend a lot of money to have rims that you could communicate with. Although I have thought it would be a nice idea to be able to flash messages to other people so you could tell them how bad they are at driving and that they should hang up their freaking phones because they can't drive for shit.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You were fascinated by my tale of this invention.
I was. And I thought, hey, that's something we should talk about later.
There may be there may be some laws preventing actual use of that on the road. But
because it would be like distracted driving or something?
Yeah, they're using it at car shows and stuff like that. Right now it's like $30,000 for a set of those. But
what?
It's coming down. It's going to be a much cheaper. It'll be like
so
normal.
It's not more than most cars.
It'll be like normal spinner rims at
which
some
are
point.
How much?
Way too much.
Yeah, you don't have spinner rims on the Buick.
Someday.
You didn't jack up the Buick and attach spinner rims.
No, but maybe you give me that for my birthday.
Play tinted windows, please.
I can do that. Yeah, let's talk about what we're listening to lately.
Okay, hold steady. A lot of Hold Steady. Yeah. Oh my god, Hold Steady.
This is a Tinted Window song that is not on the album in the U.S., but we heard about it on Mr. Michael Butler's, one of his shows, right?
Yeah, and it's a bonus track on the Japanese import, so if you want us to please not send it to you, let us know.
It's called The Dirt. We're going to play it for a minute before we talk more. During our song break,
I'm reading my notes that I took during our Iowa road trip.
Okay.
It might be worse than your comedy routine.
I would expect it to be worse than my comedy routine. It was a mobile comedy routine. Oh my god, I can't speak. Go ahead, chair.
The Fleet Farm in Faribault has a silo motif with a red tip.
You noted that on your iPhone?
I noted that.
Thank God for technology.
Iowa's motto, fields of opportunities. We stopped at the Dow's Rut Stop. A woman was reading the historic signs on the wall and recording them into her cell phone. This is the home of the Blacksmith Museum. Technology doesn't advance much in Iowa.
No, it's true.
Our history is our future. I don't know why I wrote that down. Oh, and they also have corn days in Dow's.
Are these the highlights, or are you reading every single note?
I'm reading every...
Let's just skip to the highlights.
Okay. Should I tell them about Woolstock and what you said?
I don't remember what I said.
Ever hear about the big... Okay, there's a town called Woolstock, and as we pass the sign, Tim goes, ever hear about the big Woolstock festival in the 60s? Only about 14 people showed up.
God, I'm hilarious. I wish I could live with me.
I know. So, we pass a sign that says the Boondocks Motel and Cafe, and that should pretty much be every motel and cafe in Iowa.
Insert your own joke.
Urban Spoon does not apply to Iowa, and if it did, it would only find roadkill.
Oh, no, I said it should be Rural Spoon.
Rural Spoon. This is mine. Stan Hope should be called Stan Despair.
See, I'm not the only one who does bad comedy routines in this house. We amuse each other, at least.
Yes. Well, this is us in a car driving through, like, the flattest stretch of land in the United States.
You drive for 5 hours through Iowa, you're going to be saying a bunch of stupid shit, too.
The new motto should be Iowa. Only half of our state smells like poop.
That is true.
Prairie area, 1 mile. You mean it starts now? What about the last 100 miles? The award for the most unnecessary sign goes to...
I'm so glad that you have your iPhone to record these thoughts while we're driving.
The Ankeny Inn's motto is, you usually end up where you are supposed to be.
What sort of reaction am I supposed to provide?
I don't know.
Oh, there go the State Fair fireworks.
Oh, awesome.
Now Otis is going to flip the fuck out if he hears them.
We're going to do a podcast called The St. Vegas and make it all about Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Good thing only 12 people are listening.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sweet Danish windmill action at exit 54. What makes a Danish pastry on the end? Sorry, people.
Wow, you're having a great time tonight, aren't you?
I am.
All right.
What time is it? This is when we got to the casino. Third deuce o'clock.
It's always third deuce o'clock. Yep. In the casino.
Oh, 30 miles west of Des Moines, there were signs protesting urban sprawl. What state are we in again?
Yeah. I need to get a refill on my drink. Is that okay?
Yeah, that is. Do you want me to continue reading, or should I stop?
You can do whatever you want. You can keep talking. I'm going to go get a drink. I'll leave Sweet on in the background.
Okay. Remember that I can't see the chat, and you'll have to fill me in.
You're not missing anything. Hunter's making Spin Doctors references from 1995.
Oh, awesome. Well, that fits with the Iowa conversation, since they haven't really...
People are protesting the quality of our comedy as well.
All right, I'm going to stop reading notes from our road trip. Let's see. I'm just going to stop talking and let people enjoy the music.
What did I miss?
I didn't say anything.
Okay. People are wondering how many drinks you've had tonight.
Let's see.
14.
No.
Okay, so it's...
Maybe five?
Let's see, what else do we want to talk about tonight on this train wreck of a podcast? Why are we doing Dyslexic Heart? It's not very good. I wouldn't listen to it.
Well, we did one, and it was like...
The first one was pretty good.
The first one was fun, because it was more about a mood, like, hey, let's record some more stuff.
And now here we are.
Maybe we should go back and listen to the first one and figure out what we did right.
Well, let's field questions from the chat room.
All right.
Someone's wondering what the origins are of the term dyslexic heart.
Explain.
It's a song by Paul Westerberg from The Replacements on the singles soundtrack. It's awesome. That's all I have to say about that. How old are you? I'm 37.
I'm 37 also.
Yep.
Just don't round up.
All right. That's all the questions from the chat room. Thanks for participating. Hunter's asking all kinds of questions like what our favorite colors are and things like that, but I'm going to ignore them.
I like teal. Teal is good.
The song is at the beginning of every episode of this podcast, so if you go back and listen to the beginning of this very show, you're going to hear it. For those of you who are wondering. Someone's wondering if we've ever seen a grown man naked. I haven't.
I haven't either, but Admiral Hunter Hilligus has.
Hunter has seen Larry King naked, but we can't talk about it because it happened in Vegas. I wonder if Larry King had bat wings.
God. See, he keeps trying to repress that memory and you keep bringing it up.
Yeah, he's having a hard time with me bringing it up. Sorry about that. Yeah. Hey, we've got a bunch of concerts coming up. I'm excited about that. Should we run through our concert calendar?
Itinerary? Yes. All right. So Thursday is Snow Patrol.
Yeah, this week we're seeing Snow Patrol. If you're not into them, too bad. But should I play a little Snow Patrol so people know what they sound like?
Yes.
Which song? Something off the second album?
Yeah.
Okay, here's Snow Patrol. They're from Wales, I believe. We've seen them in a number of venues.
The first time we saw them was in the Ascot Room at, what was that called, Quest?
Quest.
Not to be confused with the phone company.
It was Prince's old Glam Slam Club. They changed names and owners, and then they had this small room upstairs. And
there were, like, what, 50 people there?
Maybe 50 or 60 people. They were playing big festivals over in the UK at the time, so it was cool to see them in such a small room.
And you were really into Virgin Radio at the time, and that's how we heard about them.
Yep.
We're like, oh my god, Snow Patrol is coming here. We have to go see them. Yep. And there were like 50 people there. But it was really cool because it was such a small venue. And then the next time they came, they were playing like...
They played the main room in Quest and we skipped that one.
Yeah.
But then we saw them at Northrop.
Northrop.
Which is like 4,000 people. And now they're playing the State, which is a little bit smaller than Northrop.
The reason they're playing the State, their next gig is opening for U2 in Chicago. So mm-hmm. They're doing a little warm-up.
Yep. That's going to rock. We are seeing U2, actually.
Oh.
In October.
Yes, in Phoenix. Right after the podcast-a-palooza
on the way home.
Oh, one more thing about Snow Patrol. The plain white tees are opening, and they do that Hey There Delilah song, and we're close enough to throw things, so.
We might have to do that.
I seriously hate that song. If I never hear it for the rest of my life, it'll be too soon.
Yeah, I could go without. I heard one other song of theirs, too, and I wasn't overly impressed.
I don't like their ballads, but some of their rock stuff isn't too bad.
Then we're seeing Patton Oswalt, the comic. He's awesome.
Yep.
He's coming through a couple days later. Patton's funny. I'm not going to play one of his bits because it'll be like 5 minutes long and we wouldn't want to spend our valuable show time with comedy.
Uncle Touchy's Puzzle Basement.
which bit is that? I don't remember which one that was or I'd play it. Sorry. Yeah, so Patton's good. And then what else do we have for concerts?
We have Gaslight Anthem coming up in October, which I cannot wait.
We've probably played them on here before.
Love them.
I'm going to play them anyway because they are awesome.
We were supposed to see them in April. And
this is fucking music, people. This is what I want to hear.
Architecture, come and take my hand. I'll give you better.
love this fucking song. So excited. We've been wanting to see this band for so long, and they had to postpone their show. It was supposed to be in April.
The singer had an abscessed tooth.
And now they're finally coming through, and we get to finally see them in a rather small bar, so it's going to be awesome. But.
Yeah, but we'll have to get there early so we can get a good place.
I'm with you, Hunter. I like music more than Vegas, too.
They were supposed to, so they were scheduled at this small, it was a theater that was carved out to be like a general admission space, but that theater tends to book like wedding receptions, so they weren't available when Gaslight Anthem could come back. So at first they booked it at this club called, well, Epic. It was the former Glam Slam, which has changed.
No, it's a douchey club. It's a
it's a red bottle service club.
It's a velvet rope nightclub. It's
an Ed Hardy wearing
redonkulous.
Yeah. And then they realized, wait, this venue is not appropriate for this band, even though there was way more space, but it requires a dress code. And Gaslight Anthem does not require a dress code.
I was pissed because I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to actually wear shoes other than my shoes that I wear all the time. I was going to have to actually wear...
like dress shoes.
Dress shoes. It was ridiculous.
Uncomfortable dress shoes.
I was pissed. So, but 2 days later, they changed it to with the greatest name in Minneapolis, The Caboose. How awesome is that? In fact, there's a movie. You may not know this.
No.
There's a movie called, I think it's called Another Saturday Night. Uh-huh. One More Saturday Night, Another Saturday Night, something like that. A movie written by Tom Davis and Al Franken in the early 80s, probably. And they played a bar band that played at a bar. It was set in Duluth, but the bar was called The Caboose. Yeah.
I'll leave that should I keep playing it? All yes. Right. I'd love that song.
Yep. People are having audio issues in
Ustream,
apparently. Sorry. So, yeah, we're seeing the Gaslight Anthem at the Caboose. Can't wait.
And then culminating with U2 in Phoenix. Have we talked about who's opening for U2 in Phoenix?
Isn't there other stuff that we have going on? Do we have another... is that it? I think we've got more.
Check the tickets on the thing.
Is there another comedy thing we're going to?
I don't think so. We talked about
David Cross.
David Cross. That's right.
David Cross is playing the state sometime in October.
And we talked about going to Kevin Smith, but it ended up being too expensive.
Yeah, there's just too much going on.
Yeah, so we had to make our choices.
Yep. Oh yeah, so you're excited because the opener for U2 is Black Eyed Peas. Holy shit, that's gonna suck.
It's gonna be better than fucking Dashboard Confessional.
The surprising thing is I made a reference to one of their recent songs and you didn't even know what I was talking about.
Nope.
You've never heard Boom Boom Pow?
I've heard of it.
Wow. It's not very good.
I'm not surprised. It's no My Humps.
Why does U2 have opening acts that are like that? Like, they had Kanye on one of their tours. They do that. Are they like, hey, we're crossing barriers?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
They've had some really good openers, though. They've had Snow Patrol. They've had... they had Garbage. They had No Doubt, who we saw in Vegas.
Yeah, and I wasn't a No Doubt fan until I saw them live.
They're fantastic live.
Yep. Yep. So we get
Black Eyed Peas.
Fergalicious.
Yep. Oh, that's her solo stuff. I doubt she'll do her solo stuff.
I'm sure, but it all sucks. So
we're not going to hear Fergalicious or London Bridge.
Damn.
Yeah.
How will I ever go on with my life?
I don't know.
So that's U2. That's it. After October, we have nothing booked.
Oh, New Standards Christmas show is coming up in December.
That's true. That's always a good time.
Yep.
Okay, what else do we have going on in our lives that we're going to share with the general public?
Unless you accidentally stand up during the encore and realize that your boots don't hold you up and there's a slight slant in the floor and you almost fall on your ass.
You had a mishap last year.
I did have a mishap last year.
You came out of it okay. I caught you.
Thank you. But you were like, what the hell? What just happened there?
I figured you were just drunk.
No, I lost my balance. Like, the floor was angled at a weird... It was set at a weird angle, and the heel on my footwear was smaller than it should have been, shall we say.
I hear you. Should I play another rockin' tune?
Sure, this isn't rockin' enough for you?
It is. I'm gonna play somebody else. What else do we want to turn the people on? People are looking to us to influence their tastes in music. Don't you know that's why they tune into Dyslexic Heart?
Huh.
I've had people tell me that they've bought albums due to the things I've played on the show.
Really?
No. I just made that up.
No, Hunter said that he bought tinted windows based on our recommendation.
Are you in the chat now?
No.
Oh.
But he said that on Twitter.
Oh, he said that on the chat too. That's why I was confused.
Awesome.
Hunter is really pumped about the Vegas Podcastapalooza weekend.
Cool. I am too.
What are we going to do?
What do you mean, what are we going to do?
I mean, we're going to have our live karaoke show. We're going to make asses of ourselves on stage in the... No, I'm not going to say it. In the lounge, but...
do you want me to say
no.
it? No. The Palms Lounge has been renamed for a performer who has a residency there in September, and that's all we've got to say about that.
Yeah. So, other than that, we're going to have a good time.
Ooh, play the new Weezer song.
Gambling and whatnot. I can do that. Talk a little bit while I find the new Weezer song.
Okay.
What is it called? Is this it?
If you're wondering if I want
it.
You to.
Yeah. I got it. Weezer, produced by Butch Walker.
Oh, cool. Some people are disappointed in this song.
I like me some Weezer. I love me some Weezer.
Zoe was disturbed by my couch dancing.
You're gonna find John couch dancing. I don't even have to pay for it.
That's great. I do chair dancing at work sometimes. Meaning if I'm typing and doing other work-related stuff and I'm listening to a really good song on my iPod, I might bounce up and down in my chair a little bit. That just sounds bad, doesn't it?
Fantastic.
Oh. I love the sound of this, though. It's got kind of that retro thing going, which I love.
Oh, yeah.
I think some of the diehard Weezer fans think they're, like, selling out or this is too poppy or something.
All their stuff, all their good stuff is poppy.
But I love their
poppy
stuff.
Those
guys.
They
know how to write a hook. A hook is good. You hear what I'm saying, Silver Sun Pickups?
Silver Sun Pickups suck. I didn't like them when they were Smashing Pumpkins. I don't like them now. That's what I'm saying.
We saw them opening for Snow Patrol, coincidentally.
Yeah. That was not a good opening act.
We also saw OK Go open for them.
They were moderately amusing.
Yeah. They didn't do the routine with the...
Well, what are they going to do? Bring out a bunch of treadmills?
No. That was a cool video, though.
Yeah. They kind of fell off the planet.
Yeah.
A YouTube video is only going to take you so far in this world, my friend.
Their album wasn't too bad. It had a few solid singles on it. I almost knocked my headphones off. I like how the music fills the gaps when we're not talking.
Me too. There should be more gaps when we're not talking.
I have another request.
I do too. I'm going to play it right now.
Okay.
This is a song that I've been loving lately. I think it is. I don't know if this album is out in the United States of America yet. It might be. Totally different vibe. It's by a group called The Big Pink.
Like What did they name themselves after?
Giant vagina.
That's nice. We've been cut off by the Ustream bot yet?
No.
That's good.
We've got 7 people signed into the chat, 28 anonymous viewers or listeners. That's pretty good for not even promoting this fucker.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to everyone who's joining us in the chat.
Should I go off on a long rant about Twitter?
Sure.
All right, I'm a big fan of Twitter. I like it. I use it a lot. I'm working on a blog post. I haven't had a chance to finish it yet, but I will soon. And I think that what's ruining Twitter right now for me is the retweet.
Yeah.
Among other things, but the retweet is the one that's...
What about the Follow Friday?
Follow Friday annoys me. It's fine if somebody wants to post something, but when they post like a series of Follow Friday things...
Like 3 or 4 in a row.
Like Las Vegas Hilton did the other day.
Or Caesar's Palace did it too, except they retweeted themselves on Follow Friday. They did Caesar's Palace, Follow Friday, blah, 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 and then they were all retweet Caesar's Palace, Follow Friday.
Here are the things.
Which is breaking the rules of the retweet. You don't do it to yourself.
Here are the retweet things that I hate. I hate when people are like, when it's a lot of the people I follow are corporate tweeters because it's Vegas hotels. But when they retweet everything positive that somebody else says about them, it's like, hey, I think I'm freaking awesome, but I can't say I'm freaking awesome because it's going to seem like I'm conceited. So I'm going to retweet everything somebody else says about me that makes it look like I'm freaking awesome without me saying I'm freaking awesome. So that annoys me. The retweeting something that, again, this is a Vegas hotel thing. Retweeting something that you should have the inside track on, but that clearly you're not doing your job on, so somebody else posted it first. Like, hey, did you hear that so-and-so is playing in the Caesars showroom? And then Caesars will retweet. Did you hear that so-and-so? It's like,
no,
you should have known that.
You should be the first person tweeting that.
You should
and
have
I hate
been
using tweet as a verb, but...
Stupid. And then the other one is the retweet of just anything without adding some sort of something to it.
Value, yeah.
There's... If somebody...
Well, I'm guilty of that, because sometimes I'll just be like, this information's so good, and I'm running out of characters to add anything of value, that I'll just do it.
But if somebody posts a link, like, okay...
But it has to be newsworthy, or shocking, or funny,
yeah,
or...
I've done it once in a while, but it's pretty rare, but some people do it constantly, like, all they do is repost things that other people post that are links to their websites, and it's like, freaking add something to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm playing another song.
Oh, no, that's okay. Keep going.
So I've been getting irritated with Twitter lately for those reasons. And then any hashtag game where it's like, hey, first draft movie lines.
Oh, first draft.
Fucking not funny.
Oh, there was one that was really funny, and I think Hunter posted it. And I can't remember what it was, but that was like the only funny one I had read out of that entire thread. But there was like one guy who like all he posted was first draft movie lines, and I had to unfollow him because it was just getting so bad.
I know. I've had it.
Yeah.
So that has me raging lately.
Yeah. The one person, I think Brandy from Planet Hollywood does a really good job because she's actually like a person and not like, here I am, I'm the corporate voice of the hotel.
She does a fantastic job.
Yeah. She's interacting with people and she's not like, like, she doesn't seem like a robot. She seems like a real person.
That's because she's a real person.
But, yeah, she should be the model for corporate tweeting, I think. And the Zappos guy does a really good job, too.
I quit following him because I don't care about shoes.
Oh, well, I care about shoes, so.
Yeah, I know you do.
Although he did have a quote from one of the Backstreet Boys yesterday.
Yep. Music break. So deep in your eyes, I'm touching you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2 or 3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me.
try to explain how I'm feeling with my past, the way the brain. Cause I know you don't understand just how you love doing all else can. It's so crazy right now.
Drives me crazy about Twitter is when people only post links to their blogs.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Because I'm usually following their RSS feed anyway. So it's like if they do post a link and they post other stuff, then that's fine. But if they're only using it to direct traffic to their blogs, then that bothers me.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no problem with someone posting a link, but it's if it's all they do, then I have a problem. Yeah, that's no, what I'm trying to say.
I agree. That's annoying. I post a link weekly to our new podcast when it's available.
You get a lot of retweets on that, too.
I get a couple. That's fine if they want to do that, but I don't expect them to. No. I'd be annoyed if I didn't. The thing is, after you do that a couple times, it's like, okay, if I cared about this, I'd be following that person.
Yep.
You know? So.
But it's nice when people do it. It's like, oh, you think enough of my stuff to say, hey, it's lovely, other people should have it.
I'd rather have better retweeting habits than I don't know.
Hand that feeds, man.
I've quick clicked on a couple things that people have retweeted, but I've never followed somebody because they posted it on Follow Friday.
Yeah.
Never. So
there have been a couple that I've actually followed. And people have done that to me and I really appreciate it when they do.
I like Michael Butler's Fuck You Fridays.
Awesome.
Yeah. The funniest thing I've ever seen posted on Twitter was when Michael Butler just posted a message to Oprah that just said, fuck you. It made me laugh so hard, I don't know why. That was it. No explanation. Just, at Oprah, fuck you. That's the greatest thing ever. Yeah.
He's by nature a funny person.
Yep. I don't even think he realizes it.
Nope. I love it when he's, like, in the middle of a show and you just hear this.
What else do we want to talk about here on Dyslexic Heart tonight?
I don't know, but you need to play a Green Day B-side now.
A B-side from the Green Day?
Yes.
I can do that.
Let play me... Hearts Collide and I will tell everyone how much I love this song and why.
We drove to Omaha to see Green Day and my car then broke and cost me $2,000.
That was the Iowa road trip of which the comedy generated.
What comedy?
Well, the
alleged comedy.
Yes.
Where is Hearts Collide? I have it somewhere. Is it a B-side from the most recent album?
It's a B-side from the Know Your Enemy single, I think.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I got it.
Cool.
All right. Here's the Green Day.
Do you think they stay at the Wynn when they're in Vegas?
I just did that to annoy Hunter.
Or the Mandalay Bay.
The Paris. Oh, we're talking about Vegas.
Uh-oh. You keep doing that.
He's still talking about the Twitter.
What about the Facebook? I suck at the Facebook.
Baby, baby, you're the light, and the flame burns in my mind's eye.
guitar solo coming up. I love the guitar solo.
I love me some Green Day. Yeah, that surf guitar sound is awesome.
I love it. I love how it's retro but still really modern at the same time. I love them.
I'm responding to things being said in the chat. I can tell every Green Day song from another Green Day song.
What?
Somebody asked if you can really tell any Green Day song from another. Yes, I can tell them apart very well. This sounds nothing like freaking...
Like 21 Guns. This doesn't sound like 21 Guns. No. 21 Guns is slower and it's got more... Like, that doesn't have surf guitar in it at all.
You can say that about anybody. They all sound alike. Well, they have the same singer and the same people playing the music, so I suppose to some extent they do, yeah. But...
If you're not into them, maybe, then yeah. But if you are into them, then...
Play the Coors music? Like the bar? I mean, the beer?
Like beer, the bar. Beer? The bar.
I don't have any Coors... I don't have the band either, but...
Oh, the Coors, like from Ireland?
I don't have them. I don't really want to play them. Wait, I do have some Irish.
Here's, oh, no.
Wait, all Irish music sounds the same, right? So let's
play. Oh, God.
This is the closest thing I have in my iPod to the Coors.
Oh, no.
This should piss somebody off.
God, I feel like putting on some denim now.
These four girls are here to stay.
Evidently not. I could be persuaded to do this karaoke style.
People are alarmed. I have Bewitched on my iPod.
Bewitched, the standard of the Canadian tuxedo.
All right, I'll make it stop. People are begging.
Those girls knew how to rock the denim. Let me tell you.
That was fun. Sorry.
What else?
Is there anything else we want to play?
You need a palate cleanser. We need a palate cleanser. That.
What do we got? What do you have some requests?
Oh, do you have the Oasis song by Amanda Palmer?
No.
Oh, damn.
Sorry.
That's okay.
This is a great podcast. I wish I listened to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Are there any requests from the chat room for songs, since you weren't fans of my last selection?
No Debbie Gibson.
No. I don't have Power of Love by Huey Lewis. I do have Skid Row, Hunter.
Yes. Oops. 18 in Life. 18 in Life.
Let me see what I have on here.
He was quoting that on Twitter earlier.
Oops. No, that's not what I wanted to play. 18 in Life I do have. I pretty much just have the singles from the first album, even though I do have their first two albums somewhere here, just not on my iPod.
Talked about Megashark versus Giant Octopus yet?
No. I saw Slave to the Grind was an awesome album. I saw them on that tour. Soundgarden opened. This was before grunge, so Soundgarden was still considered a metal band, and they got booed off the stage. It was awesome. Fucking hate Chris Cornell. He's so overrated. It's unbelievable. I love that he did a disco album.
What? Oh, that's right.
Sebastian Bach has an awesome voice. You know what I miss? I miss about the hairband metal
era
is when you'd start, whenever you'd get into a conversation with other people who are into this music, you'd talk about what a great singer someone was.
Yeah.
The cliche about any of them was, you know, he was classically trained. That's why Sebastian Bach's awesome. Classically trained.
So I left you an opening there with the giant octopus and mega shark, and you didn't take it.
It was a really bad movie. I didn't watch the whole thing. I missed most of it, but...
We saw the last half hour.
I'm not going to try to pretend like she's a good actress. I just wanted to see it because it looked so horrible.
Yes. They had a good clip on The Soup this week.
Yeah.
A mega shark taking out the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yep.
Realistically.
Oh, man. Skid Row is awesome. If they were able to get their shit together and reunite with Sebastian, I'd be the first guy in line for tickets. I'm just saying.
What other reunions would you like to see?
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. I remember being at the Skid Row concert at Roy Wilkins and looking back at the soundboard, and there are all these sluts standing back there who clearly were going to be going backstage later.
Uh-huh.
And they just lift up their shirts. Standing on the soundboard, lifting up their shirts. And I was like, this is awesome.
Hey, remember when we saw Goo Goo Dolls a few years ago?
And there was like a teenage girl showing her tits to the band.
Yes.
And he's like, hey, you're underage. Yep. Hated that too. That was horrible. Not playing any Bee Gees.
Tragedy. Play Tragedy. Tragedy is an awesome song.
I don't have any Bee Gees on here.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, I'm not gonna play that.
Oh, come on.
You have to have certain standards for this podcast.
Ah, Tragedy fucking rules.
Bee Gees, I'm not gonna slag the Bee Gees. I'm not gonna slag the Bee Gees at all. I'm not gonna slag
he
the
loves
Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
Their pre-disco era was not bad, but then they just, you know, it all went to hell with Saturday Night Fever. But
come on, Saturday Night Fever's decent.
No.
And good. I'll defend Saturday Night Fever.
I disagree. I won't play any. Last time I played some Slave Raider, people didn't like that so much. So I won't do that, but...
Warrant?
You know, Warrant... Warrant's an interesting band. The thing is, no, I don't have much Warrant on here. I've got the Cherry Pie album in its entirety. I could play this part of the album.
They kick ass. I want to hear all of you scream the hair off your nuts. Tell them to fuck off. Fuck it. All right, here we go. I'll fuck you right there.
The Ustream bot's not going to approve.
No. Oh, they're
shit.
Gone.
Alright,
so
then?
Only Warrant would put a minute of swearing on their album. And me, if I had a band, I would do that too, but I did have a request that I liked. If I were to play one song from Guns N' Roses, that would be the song I would play, Mr. Hillegas. And I shall. I'm not playing Velvet Revolver. They suck dick. Not in a good way.
I see your sister in a Sunday dress. She's out to please, she pounds her best. She's out to take, don't need to try. She's ready to make.
I heard their cover of Knockin' on Heaven's Door the other day.
I.
Share with the class, please. I can't see.
It was just a discussion on whether or not Axel was classically trained.
See me hit you fall down.
There you go, Hunter.
So we need to pick a karaoke establishment that has Guns N' Roses.
Why don't you just fuck off?
There we go. I'm classically trained.
In what? Every time I look at the Three Olives bottle, my stomach turns a little.
And I'm bored.
Not the most politically correct lyrics from Axl and the boys.
No.
I love this album. I couldn't hit that note. That's the problem with this song, karaoke.
Aww. Excuses.
Once Axel hits the higher register, I'm out of the game.
You don't have to go to the high register. You could just stay in the low register. Sing an octave lower.
Yeah, it's not going to sound good regardless, so I suppose it doesn't matter. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love Appetite for Destruction. I have an appetite for destruction.
You do.
And cheese.
And beer.
Oh, how long do we want to prolong this mess?
I don't know. Should we stop recording? We can stay in the chat.
Maybe we should. Yeah, we'll stop recording. We'll continue to play music and chat with our fine seven people here who are paying attention. And thanks to anybody for listening to this. I can't believe that you have and that you are. And good times.
Yes, thank you. Though
we'll do this again. When's the next holiday weekend?
Holiday weekend?
Thanksgiving, yes. All right, we'll see y'all in November.
All right.
If you're in the chat or listening, hang tight. We're going to continue to do this for a while. We just don't want to prolong the agony for those few people who subscribe to the RSS feed. That's it. We'll be back with another Dyslexic Heart podcast way too soon.
Bye-bye.
Later.